अभी आप लोग आचमन करेंगे, तो आचमन करने की विधि है कि बाएं हाथ से आप जो आचमन का, देखिए जैसे तीन बूंद दाएं हाथ में लीजिए और केशवाय नमः इस तरह से आप प्रक्षालन कीजिए। केशवाय नमः बोलिए, नहीं जोर से नहीं बोलना है, मन में ही है? पी जाइए, पी जाइए, और उसके बाद एक बूंद वापस डालिए हाथ में और नीचे छोड़ दीजिए, नीचे छोड़ दीजिए बस। हाथ जोड़ लीजिए।
पवित्रा
अपवित्रा
पवित्रो वा
पवित्रो वा
सर्वावस्थां
सर्वावस्था
गतो अपि वा या स्मरेत पुंडरीकाक्षां सा भाया भ्यंतरा सूची श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु।
फिर से आप लोग तीन बूंद दाएं हाथ में लीजिए, अब इस बार नारायणाय नमः इस तरह मन में बोलते हुए ओम नारायण नमः अंदर लीजिए, और फिर एक और बूंद दाएं हाथ में डालकर उस जल को प्रक्षालन कीजिए।
अपवित्रा पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतो अपि वा या स्मरेत पुंडरीकाक्षं सा भायाभ्यन्तरा सूची श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु।
फिर से तीन बार दाएं हाथ की उंगली में आप दाएं की हथेली में तीन बार डालिए और लीजिए ओम माधवाय नमः, और उसके बाद फिर एक बूंद दाएं हाथ में डालकर हस्त प्रक्षालन कर लीजिए।
पवित्रा पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतो अपि वा या स्मरेत् पुंडरीकाक्षं सा भायाभ्यन्तरा शुचि श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु। ज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं Tadati sva patantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahakana Raghunatham Bitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshatharine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshavanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktita Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Adambojayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjanapriya Vaishnava Sarvabhomasri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Mathirgati Matsarvasva Padambojao Radha Madana Mohanao Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Sriman Ratnakada Singhasanastao Sri Sri Radha Shila Govinda Devao Pristalibi Savya Manosmarani Sriman Rasada Sarambi Bamsivata Tathastita Karshanvenu Svanair Gopir Gopinatha Sriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतोऽपि वा यस्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं साभयाभ्यन्तरा शुचि। Purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all situations, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead is purified from without and within. Krishna is pavitra. He is all pure. When our consciousness associates with Krishna, by remembering Krishna, it becomes purified. Srila Prabhupada gave a very simple example that when water falls from a cloud, it is pure. When it comes in contact with the dirt of the earth, it loses its transparency, becomes muddy. Dirt is not water. Water is not dirt. The inherent quality is purity, but something else is mixed in it. Unalloyed means nothing mixed in it. When the consciousness is polluted due to association with this material world, our consciousness, all we can see in it is those desires, those attachments, those misconceptions. However, when you filter water, you take out whatever is not its inherent quality, and it brings back its original natural transparency. When Srila Prabhupada made that very famous tape, it was actually a record album as well. It was that record album that George Harrison heard, and it changed his life. And he was longing to meet devotees. Srila Prabhupada is chanting Hare Krishna. And then he explained that originally we are all Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is the essential nature of our consciousness. It has simply become contaminated due to association with the desires of this world. The purpose of human life is to purify our consciousness, to bring it back to its natural state. All religions, all spiritual paths, this is the purpose. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatirandyata. In this age of Kali, the only process that could really bring our consciousness to its most pure state is the chantings of the names of Lord Hari. Essentially, we are strangers in a foreign land in this world. The more we become accustomed to it, the more we are polluted. The more we are comfortable in it, the more we are deluded. Our real home is with Krishna, with God. Srila Prabhupada taught to go back home, back to Godhead. That place there is real comfort, shelter, and especially love. That abode is within the heart of all of us. It is not somewhere we have to go. It is something we must experience within ourselves. If you cannot see Krishna within yourself, you cannot see Krishna really anywhere. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudicheti Koriya Yodai. Love for Krishna is in everyone. It is our nature. By chanting the names of the Lord in the association of devotees of the Lord, that love is awakened. Lord Chaitanya sang, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jayo Maya, Pisa Chira Kole. Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. Do you not see? You are sleeping on the lap of the witch of Maya. Enechi ashadi maya, nashibara lagi, harina mahamantra lautu mi magi. But I have brought the medicine, the perfect medicine, to cure all the ills. The medicine that wakes you up, the Hare Krishna mahamantra. Srila Prabhupada said, that religion which teaches its followers to love God is real religion. He was not concerned with Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or Jain or Jewish or Parsi or anything else. You can call anything. After all, the word Hindu is not in the Vedas, but Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Vrikasura, they were followers of Veda. Hare Krishna. Many killers in the mafia of the West, they're followers of Christianity. There are terrorists who are followers of Islam. So just calling yourself by name. And even there are people who call themselves Hare Krishnas, who act very demoniac. It's not about joining a club and you'll be saved. Real religion is that which awakens love of God within the heart of the followers. Because there is so much sectarian identity amongst people, which divides, cause hatred. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, do not talk, we are not talking religion, we are talking about science. The science of the soul and the science of God. Whatever you want to call it. Our inherent need is to love God. It is the purpose of human life. Without striving to love God, human life is of no higher quality than the lower species. So we are chanting the holy names, Haridas Thakur explained in that famous conference in Chandpur. Not because we want a better economic situation. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritin orajuna arthor jigyarsa artharti jnani cha paratarshava. Krishna tells in Gita there are four types of people who approach God. Those who are impoverished, they want wealth. Those who are suffering, they want relief. Those who are inquisitive, they want something more. And those who are seriously seeking the absolute truth. And those who are seeking the absolute truth, which is the highest, many are looking for impersonal liberation. Thakur Haridas said, we are not chanting Hare Krishna for any material benefits, not for elevation to heavenly planets, not for a better life in this world. We're not chanting Hare Krishna for liberation, salvation of suffering. The real blessing that one achieves by chanting the Krishna's names is Prema Pumartha Mahan, love of God. The ultimate goal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embodied the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which kicks out any other aspiration except unmotivated, unconditional, loving service to the Supreme Lord. Savai pungshang parodharamo yato bhaktir hokshajai ahaitakya pratihata yagatma suprati siddhati. Because that is the supreme occupation for all humanity. And it is the only way to be satisfied. Lord Chaitanya taught it by his example and by his words. Especially he spoke this message to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami at Prayag and Varanasi, respectively, and told these two great acharyas to expand his simple teachings on the basis of logic, science, and supported by the Vedic literatures, to show there is no higher purpose than to love God. And the only process by which one can achieve that is bhakti. And that the highest, most treasured of all lovers of God are the inhabitants of Brajloka in Vrindavan. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the banks of the river Godavari in Kovur near Vidyanagar, which is today Rajmundri, he revealed through the mouth of his own devotee the highest truths. It's all found within a few chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai, what is the essence of perfection? And Ramananda Rai spoke the truth that the best way to attain perfection is to follow one's duties according to Varnashram, and offer the results to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, that is external. Tell me something more. And in this way, Ramananda Rai was speaking one subject higher with each question of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To offer the fruits of the results of all one's activities to Krishna. Yat karoshi rashnasi yajto hoshi dadasi yat yatapasyasi kondiya tat kurushama darapuna. Krishna said, that is external. Tell me something more. To abandon the fruits of one's activities. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishami masaja. Lord Chaitanya said, that is all right, but I want to know something more. What is the essence of perfection? And ultimately, Lord Chaitanya was not satisfied until Ramananda Rai reached the state of the unmotivated, unconditional love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, which is free even of the condition that Krishna is God. To love God as a pure, unalloyed servant, as a friend, as a parent, and ultimately a conjugal lover. When Ramananda Rai described the gopis' love for Krishna, how they abandoned everything and everyone just to be with Krishna on that night of Sarat Purnima, Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that is good. That is good. But tell me something more. Ramananda Rai said, nobody has ever asked for more than that. But of all the gopis, the most beloved is Srimati Radharani. And he explained Radha's love for Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya was perfectly satisfied. That is what I have come here to hear from you. And who knows better than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam, Krishna with the complexion and the loving sentiments of Sri Radha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us that connection into the Leela of Radha Krishna. As an associate of Srimati Radharani's servants, assisting in her loving devotional service to Krishna. That is why Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Premar Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Krishe Namah. No other incarnation has ever given that level of ecstatic love so freely to everyone. Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they broke open the storehouse of love of God. They tasted the contents and distributed profusely, not concerning who is fit or unfit. And he's distributing it through the benediction that he has bestowed on the earth, the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
The name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. All the opulences of Krishna are present within his name. Through chanting Harinam offenselessly, we can clear all the sins that we have ever committed from our heart by chanting purely. The name reveals himself. We can experience the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the abode of the Lord, the associates of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and our own eternal relationship with the Lord. It is all revealed through Krishna's name. There is no need of any other process. But we must learn to chant the holy name in such a way that Krishna is pleased to reveal himself. And really, this is the basis of why Srila Prabhupada has given us volumes and volumes and volumes of literatures to convince us that we will never be happy in our vain pursuit in this material world, that our real treasure is in loving devotional service to God. What is Maya? What is Krishna? We must philosophically understand these principles, otherwise we will be distracted. And how to develop a proper service attitude? Because unless we are chanting with this attitude, Krishna doesn't have to come in his name. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Lord says, I'm non-different than my name. If you're chanting my name and offending my devotees through my name, I will punish you. Hare Krishna. If you chant my name with the spirit of serving my devotees, I will come in my name to deliver you, to give you everything. So we must guard against these 10 offenses. The purpose of Harinam initiation is to take vows, vows which facilitate the development of pure chanting of Krishna's holy names. When we take vows, if we're serious people, we take life very seriously. Vows give people a sense of strength, urgency, and importance. You take vows before the deities, before the Vaishnavas, before the spiritual master, before the Lord in the heart, before the sacred fire. It is very serious. You have to be very careless, very reckless, and very insincere to break those vows. The more seriously we take responsibility, the greater we can make advancement. Srila Prabhupada said, you make advancement according to how you take responsibility in Krishna consciousness. Taking vows means a big responsibility. No matter what temptations of what I can gain, or no matter what fear of what I may lose, I will not compromise. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. No matter what my mind and everything else around me is saying, I must invest the time to cleanse my heart every day by chanting at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's serious. I've given my word. I must. But these are all just preliminary. The real spirit of taking the vows of initiation is lifelong dedication. Like a husband and wife, when they take vows of marriage, there's many things that are not spoken necessarily in the ceremony, but they are understood. To remain faithful to one another, no matter what, throughout one's life. And in order to do that, it takes a tremendous amount of forgiveness, tolerance, patience, and many of you know better than me what else you have to do. When we take initiation, it's like marriage, but beyond this life. We're committing our soul to Krishna through the Guru Parampara, that I will be faithful. I will not betray. It is a very serious commitment, the most serious commitment in life. The more you take it seriously, the faster you'll go back to Godhead. Yes, initiation is a joyous occasion, but it is simultaneously a very grave and serious responsibility. But in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains accepting a spiritual master and taking initiation. These are very principal, prominent aspects of the path of bhakti. Because that connection, that commitment is so very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted initiation and didn't exhibit his ecstasies of love of God, nor did he start promoting the Sankirtan movement until after he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. Why? He's Jagat Guru. Because he wanted to teach the principle. Initiation isn't about sitting and speaking some vows. Initiation is about following those vows. Anyone can talk. The beginning is to speak them, but you'll make progress, not just by speaking. It's not that you're going to make great advancement today. You're going to make great advancement by doing what you say today, by following what you commit yourself to today throughout your life. A devotee once took the vows, sat at the fire yajna, and a few days later left. Srila Prabhupada said he was never initiated. The real initiation is the intent. Krishna is in your heart. Krishna sees and accepts the purpose in which everything is offered. He is bhavagrahi. He accepts our intent. Today, the real question is, do I honestly, earnestly intend to be faithful to Srila Prabhupada's mission, to the Guru Parampara and their teachings for my whole life, no matter what? Will I make the orders of my spiritual masters my life and soul? Vyavashayat makabudhir ekke ha kurunandana bahushaka yanantascha budhayo vyavashayanam. This purport to this verse by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur really inspired Prabhupada. One must make the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. It's not something casual. It's something very real and serious. The time of initiation, we are committing ourselves. And we are also receiving the blessing. To the degree we really commit ourselves, while and after taking these vows, we are connecting our souls eternally to the flow of mercy descending from Krishna and Radharani herself through the parampara of great acharyas. Brahma, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Shamananda Prabhu, these great acharyas, and later on, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, and our own beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. All their mercy, all their blessings, their guidance, their protection, their love is with us. At all times, if we're faithful. They are the ones who will lift us up and bring us back to Godhead, despite our faults and our weaknesses. That is our faith. But we must cooperate. That's all. Initiation is beautiful. It is such a beautiful experience. To see devotees opening their hearts to receive the flow of mercy of all the great acharyas and to be lifted up by that mercy to the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Gopinath. What is our duty? To live in such a way that we can chant the holy names purely. The power of the holy name was the power that that Srila Prabhupada transformed so many people's hearts, and the power that has brought us all here together today. So we must very seriously understand the 10 offenses and guard against them. I request everyone to recite at this time the 10 offenses to the holy names.
The 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy names are as follows.
Everyone.
First, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord. Second, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu. Third, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Four, to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination. Sixth, to give some interpretations to the holy names of the Lord. Seventh, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy names. Eighth, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karma kanda. 9. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy names. And 10. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, Krishna Prema.
Lord Chaitanya is so kind. He gave us so many shortcuts. He gave us one verse. Just follow this. And automatically, spontaneously, simultaneously, all the 10 offenses cannot come upon you. Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaha. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, we can chant the names of Krishna constantly. Thank you very much. It is our expectation that all of the people who are taking initiation and all those who have taken initiation and all those who are thinking of taking initiation to understand the spirit of Prabhupada's mercy, which is our mission. I am a very small and unqualified soul. Whatever I am doing is only to assist my beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada in his service to his Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed so much as a puppet in the hands of Krishna. All those who are honestly and earnestly serving Srila Prabhupada, whether they be Prabhupada's disciples or his grand disciples or great grand disciples, they are our real family. We should honor them, we should respect them, we should learn to love them, and we should be enthusiastic to serve with them. We do not want sectarian boundaries. Amanina manadena. We want to respect. We should try to respect all living beings. But amongst Prabhupada's followers, not only do we respect, but it is the family that we want to live and grow and develop with. It is the association that we want to work together with to expand Prabhupada's dream of giving Krishna to the world. This is only possible when we are humble in the spirit of servant of the servant of the servant. What will please me is to the degree you're doing what Srila Prabhupada wants. Because in my life, that's all I have, that's all I really want, is just to make Srila Prabhupada happy. None of us should have any separate interests. ISKCON means we're all together to make Prabhupada's dream a reality of spreading love of God throughout the world. Thank you very much.